This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The song that's playing in the background right now, it is Young A. Okay, featuring Una Rams. We're on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. I go by the name of King Basha with the Winter Stock himself on a Friday afternoon. And as you know, man, it is the last Friday of the month, right? So we have to introduce you to Limpopo's next big thing. That is what we call it, because indeed, man, Limpopo has talent. It got a lot of talent. And this is why we bring in so many musicians to you, so that you know which songs to actually plug onto your playlist. Today is no different. I'm joined in studio by a model, an entrepreneur, a musician, right? Who goes by the name of Martin Mpoyi, widely known as Young A, representing the province. He recently featured on Limpopo's Big Five on the Capricorn Movement with Abutimo De for himself, Chris Trini, with his song Okay alongside Una Rams. Adventure Family, the man of the moment, is in studio right now. He goes by the name of Young A. Brother, what's up?
What's up, big man?
You good? You nice?
Hey, no, I'm nice. I'm honored to be here.
Amazing. So let's go, let's get straight into it. So your middle name is Amy, right? Is that how we pronounce it?
Aimé.
Aimé.
Yeah, it's French.
Oh, okay.
French Peloni.
All right, all right. So it's dope. You know, it's unique. How come you didn't go with that name in terms of your stage name?
Actually, and you know, I'm thinking about it now because I can't be young forever, right? So I'm thinking when my music matures and gets to the point I wanted to, I'm definitely thinking about
it. So you're thinking
that.
About
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no lie.
Aimé.
No right, lie. Shout out.
So as an artist, man, how did you know, go about choosing your stage name, actually?
You see, back in the days of Lil Wayne, Young Buck, obviously being a tough hip hop head, I felt like having Young or Little made it, you know, Young Jock or whatever. Okay. So I was just like, no, Young A, you know, because my name is Aimé, obviously. So it started ever since I was six.
All right. You've been in the game for a while now. You know, you've been pushing, doing the most, right? What has been your biggest challenge, you know, navigating the music industry?
No, that's actually a very good question. I think not losing myself within doing all this as one person, you know, trying to get gigs, trying to make music, trying to, you know, pay for your music videos. At a point, you feel like you're not doing enough. And usually that's the point you got to keep pushing. Yeah. You know, so I think the toughest thing was actually regulating my own emotions and actually my passion at the same time.
All right.
Besides dealing with people, you know, that's it's a different chat.
Of course.
I think that was the most difficult thing with the whole industry and music and everything.
But with that being said, right, what actually fuels you and keeps you going, so that you must understand that, you know what, you're loving your craft, you love the music game. What is it that fuels you and keeps you going?
Oh, man, my haters. No, but like, I think I like a challenge.
Uh-huh.
I think also that's something that helped me. So I was like, you know what, if and especially that we're from PLK, big bro, you know, this place is left on, you know, in the industry. So I felt like I kind of want to be one of the people who are making a change or bringing that change back to Polokwane. So I think that was also like a chip on my shoulder, to be honest.
All right, speaking of the province, right, do you actually, you know, believe that the province is doing enough, you know, to bring out the talent that we actually do have in the province? As you're saying that Polokwane, Limpopo, we've been slept on, but do you think the province is doing enough? The people of the province, do you think they are doing enough in terms of bringing out the talent that we actually have?
Big bro, that's a dope question, right? So can I reverse the question and give you something, actually?
Okay.
I thought we were not doing enough, right?
Yeah.
Till the sound Lekompo came out. You tell me, with the influence it's having as Limpopo people, isn't it doing something to the industry?
No, most definitely. I mean, it's a genre on its own. Bolo House has just, you know, evolved. It's always been there. It's been there for a while. It's just that now, since, you know what, Limpopo people are supporting each other, Bolo House and Lekompo it's in the forefront right now. You know, I mean, it's going, when you add gigs and you actually get off a set and the next guy is actually playing Bolo House or Lekompo, you know, you can see that, you know what, this is it. Wherever you are, by the way, wherever you are.
So I think we're doing enough now. So right now I feel like there is that change, and it's something I didn't predict, but I think Limpopo is finally gonna have a shine, you know.
All right, so we're still hanging out with Young A, right? Do send through your voice notes, your messages. If you have any compliments, any questions for the brother, any shout outs, you can send through a voice note or a text on my WhatsApp line. It's available 079-899-6226, 079-899-6226. Chilling with Young A. But continuing the conversation, I just played you Young A, J'm'appelle. Say your name again.
J'm'appelle
Aimé.
Yeah.
Oh, that's J'm'appelle how you pronounce
Aimé.
It.
Yeah.
All right. So first thing I want to ask you, right? Why are your songs so short? Like, why do you just give us a taste of that? I mean, that song is like a minute. We want more. Like, why?
Ash, you see, so like, I was just trying to get people Scooby snacks. Also for performance wise, you.
Trying to be political about this thing. Scooby Snacks. Kiddy no man.
Yes. You caught me, my G.
Which
no,
one
ish.
Is that one now?
I was testing waters, my man. You see. So, this is the reaction I wanted. This is the reaction I wanted.
Smart marketing move.
Nah, shout out, Big G.
Smart marketing move. Shout right? So, I mean, you're a model. You're an entrepreneur. You know, let's chat a bit about that. How does that, you know, factor into the bigger goal of where you see yourself?
Obviously, as you saw, my last venture was with Adidas, right?
Yeah.
Say less. Like, I'm trying to find myself in the position maybe Kanye West was in. Oh. I mean, I have my own clothing brand. Who knows? Dreams do come true.
100%.
So if I was chilling with Nick Galloway, the actual executive of Adidas, and we like shared and we speaking, actually, you know what I mean?
Wow. Dude.
Who knows where this will go to?
100%.
So I should put my head down and make sure I do the work. So when I approach him, it's like, no, we see what you've done. Maybe we can have a collab. Imagine having Adidas with your brand. Ah, bro, I grew up seeing this brand. So for me, it's going to be an honor, you know. But that all started from the modeling. So hey, you always got to see what you have and always be flexible. Keep your mind open, yeah.
Most definitely. So speaking of which, how important is that, you know, if I may ask, to grow beyond the music? I mean, you mentioned, you know, partnerships, you mentioned other things. But how important is it to actually grow beyond the music?
I think it also connects with the whole mental thing, because you're going to base your life off of one thing.
Okay.
And then that's where most people crash. I mean, I've been there myself, right? So I think that's a mature question, because, for example, like you, King Bash, we all know you as a legend in here. But remember, you started with one thing and then you branched out to so many things.
True.
Because you got woke and you saw the vision that you can't only focus on one.
100%.
And you've been excelling now in everything else. You know what I mean? So I guess it's very important for you to stay open-minded to that and also look at other things you may be good at.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not limiting yourself at the end of the day.
100%, yeah. 100%. So, I mean, earlier this year you dropped an EP, right? You dropped an EP, To Be Honest. So let's chat about the project. What is it about, and who did you work with on this body of work? Take me through, you know, the process. Take me through that process of you deciding to actually create that body of work.
Wow. So it was with my little bro Cosmic Hussein. He's talented. Like, if you can hear that tape, you know, he's someone I'm seeing that is a very prominent rapper in PLK. We're in Johannesburg, bumped into a crazy producer called Mentoni.
Okay.
He mixed and mastered everything and produced it. Amazing beat maker. We also had TT inside, TT the producer.
Okay.
And when it was dropped under Elite Sounds. Now, that's a record label or distributor that's actually coming up. So they saw us and they were like, you know what, let's actually put you guys on.
Okay.
They were the one who sponsored the music video as well. And that's the one that's currently playing on TV also. Song's called Chill, yeah. So making that was spontaneous. We didn't say we're going to plan it. We were just together chilling and we're like, you know what, let's get this done. Oh, everything flew like water.
Okay.
What would I
mean? So now, speaking of which, how do you decide? You know, taking out a project, you have people saying that I'd like to work with, I'll make an example, I want to work with King Bash, but you find the music that you're releasing at that very moment is not actually, it won't actually vibe with what King Bash does. So with your projects, how is it that you make that decision to say, who am I going to work with? How does it get to that?
I think I might sound a bit biased to say that I kind of always look at an artist's background. So if he's hardworking and I can see from his Instagram or whatever that he's put in the work, number one, I know I'm not wasting my time, right? So I'm always open at that situation to feel like, okay, let me get in this artist's element and see if I can jump. So if he does rock, I'd probably try a rap verse on a rock beat or whatever. Likompo, the same thing. I'm a piano, the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's more like, I'm open to working with artists now. That's where my headspace is at now. Back then, I was like, nah, man. If you ain't doing chilled rap, then nah, we can't work. We can't. Got humbled, realized, as you know, the narrow mind, having one, so when you open your mind up to different things, that's when you also accept things like this.
No, back to what you said. Yeah. Most definitely. And I mean, let's speak about, touch back to the project in itself. If you were to describe to someone that has never heard it or listened to it, how would you describe the project?
Yo, I'd say it's a euphoric, chilled, nice energy type of tape that's self-introspective yet confidence boosting. Like, it's all in one, but it's like chilled though. That's one thing I love about it. It's not trap, it's not your typical, it's actually good music to listen to.
Alright, alright. So
classic hip hop, actually.
Let's speak about Young A as a brand, Young A as an artist. What is the future looking like for Young A? Let us predict. Let us put it into you know, the universe, into what Young A sees himself being in the future. What is the future looking like for Young A? Besides the name change.
I see Young A being a pioneer, right? For hip hop music in a different light. I see Young A being confident in the music he drops, even though it's gonna be different. The music video concepts, everything, like just a whole different weird artist. I see Young A being in that position, right? I see Young A going to Ricky Rick's PC and getting a verse from there. You know what I mean? Getting that track done. But I do see Young A being successful, man.
100%.
Like, now that's something that's standard. It's official in my head. I know I'm going to be that guy I want to be.
100%. All right. Let's move back, or rather step into the music element of who would you like to work with, right? I'm going to put you in a tight spot and say, is there anyone locally you'd like to work with? You already mentioned Kanye West, so I'm guessing internationally you'd like to rock with him. Maybe I might be wrong.
Yeah, okay, I'll tell you.
So let's pick one artist locally. If you had one take to say, I want to work with this guy locally and I want to work with another one internationally. You have two guys or girls or females, in that case, maybe. So, yeah.
Locally, there's, besides my boy Fly that I've worked with for sure.
Yeah.
I think, do you know some guy called Marcus Harvey?
I think I've heard the name Marcus Harvey.
Yeah, he's a new guy. Mick Jenkins is actually coming through in 2 weeks. He's opening for Mick Jenkins.
Mac Harvey. There's a song I think we played. He featured on it.
Marcus Harvey, yeah.
Marcus Harvey, yeah. There is a song.
He's dope. He's like a singing, rapping type of
25K, something special.
Yeah,
the
I
new
think
25K.
Yeah, I think Marcus
it's
Harvey
not even
on that.
It's not even released yet.
Oh,
yeah, it's dropping.
Oh, okay.
In October,
because I saw they were working, so I'm assuming that's the one.
No, it's definitely that. I played it today. Funny enough, I played it today.
Look at life. Yeah. You see that guy, Marcus Harvey? Yeah, he has that sound I'm telling you about. That's like chilled but different, catchy. Like, yeah. So he's someone I'd like to work with. And then internationally, it's obviously Kendrick Lamar, bro.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Kendrick Lamar, man.
He's your guy.
I was giving up on music after on hip hop after Lil Wayne. I was like, there's no one else now. Then Swimming Pools Drank drops. I'm like, who's this guy?
Then now he's saying he's not like us.
I'm fit. Yeah, oh, light skin. Oh, shame you, lights. Ish. I feel you, though.
But it's all good, man. Look, man, in terms of, you know, the project, where can people get a hold of it? Where can people get a hold of you? You know, where can people just find Young A?
Shout out. There will be a website dropping soon, but for the meantime, Gully Aime, GullyAime on all social media platforms. On my Facebook page, it's Young A. And Spotify, iTunes, you just type Young A, you're gonna find me there.
There's a message here that says DX10 from Sarala View. Keep going, King, you are the one, right? There's another message that says, Dumelang, just wanted to send a huge shout out to the GOAT, Young A. Proud of you. Keep going, my G.
My G.
So there we go, man. There we have it. Shout
out.
Maybe since we're doing shout outs, do you have any shout outs you'd like to send out before you head out the stew?
No, I want to give a whole shout out to PLK, to be honest. 015. That's why I say it in my tracks every time. I never thought I'd go this far, but the love that I've got in the city has really made me feel like I should push and do my job, you feel me? So shout out to everyone who's listening right now. Shout out to everyone who's watching, my mom, my dad.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Shout out to that ex who dropped me, you know what I mean? I'm on to better things right now, you know what I mean? Word to the bird. Thank you to you, Femo. Thank you, big bro. Besides this, obviously, the personal relationship we have is something deep for me. So shout out to you for also doing,
100%.
You know, your thing. One shout time. Out to VB, Stephen Crown, everyone else who's, like, doing the music thing, my big bros who put me on. Y'all are the one, and yeah, man.
Big shout out to you, man. I think that deserves an air. So yeah, that's where we shall leave it. Thank you so much, bro, for coming through, for having a chat with us. All the best with your future endeavors. I know you're going to be great, as you say. We put it out there to the universe. May God keep on blessing you, elevate you. May He, you know, advance you in all areas of your music career, your entrepreneurial career, your, you know, your modeling, whatever you'd want to see yourself. May He go beyond and above to show you that, you know what, you are bigger.
Amen. Every step of the way. Amen. You
know? That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.